beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and before this company, and joined together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is a proof of God, who establishes the unity in families, that they together may create a home blessed of God, a harbor of refuge for themselves, a school of character for their children, and a witness of Christ to the world. Let us reverently remember that marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, and as God has planned. Into this holy estate these two persons come now to be joined. Who giveth this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and I.
Who giveth this man to be married to this woman?
His mother and I.
Marriage had its inception in the Garden of Eden, when God in his wise providence said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I'll make a help meet for him." Wives are commanded of God to submit themselves unto their own husbands as unto the Lord. And husbands are commanded of God to love their wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This intimate relationship between the husband and wife beautifully portrays the vital relationship that exists between Christ and the Christian. The one who by faith takes the name of Christ and becomes a Christian is compelled by the divine compulsion of love to leave all and to follow him, the one who has become life and love and the heart's companion throughout the rest of life's sojourn. This relationship becomes more blessed and intimate as he leads the way and provides for the necessities of life for his beloved own. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let everyone so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. And now, David and Karen, there are three essential ingredients for establishing your happy Christian home. First, make sure that Christ is the head of the home. Crown him Lord. Second, establish a family altar, where prevailing prayer and sincere searching of the scriptures are a daily devotion. And third, make the custom of consistent church attendance of primary importance. I require and charge you both, as you will answer before the judge of all the earth, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed, that if either of you knows any impediment why you may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, you do not confess it. For be well assured that if any persons are joined together otherwise, and as God's word doth allow, their marriage is not lawful. David, wilt thou have this woman to be thy wedded wife, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her so long as ye both shall live? And Karen, wilt thou have this man to be thy wedded husband, to live together after God's ordinance in the holy estate of matrimony? Wilt thou obey him and serve him, love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him as long as you both shall live? And you may make your vows.
I, David, take thee, Karen, to be my lawful wedded wife. Have the woman in the state of better to worse, to richer to poorer, to sickness and in health, to love and cherish, to death to his part, according to God's holy ordinance, to bear to write it in my book.
Okay,
time immemorial, the ring has been used to seal important covenants. Made of the purest of metals, it is a symbol of love, which is pure and lasting. The one never ends. tightening circle symbolizes this enduring unity.
With this ring, I do it. I place it in my heart's affection. With all my love, I do it. When you look at it, you know my heart.
With this ring, I do it. I place it in my heart's affection. With all my love, I do it. When you look at it, you know my heart.
Let us pray.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful occasion when these two precious young lives have come to declare their vows and their love one for the other. We thank you, dear God, that this is an emblem of the Christian finding salvation, eternal life, and eternal relationship with thee, the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray thy blessings, Father, upon this couple becoming one. We pray that thou be with David, Aaron. Give them wisdom, give them strength, give them courage. We thank thee for their faith in thee, for their love for thee. And may they always remember that it is thy love that makes them one in thee. May thou truly give them this unselfish love, one for the other. Make their home truly to be a harbor of refuge, a place of peace and joy, where people will know that Christ is the head of this home. Give them the courage and the strength to face the trials and testings of life. Help them to be the strength and encouragement one to the other, thou happen to be. We thank you, Lord, that thou art able to do exceeding abundantly of all we ask for things. So we commend them to thy care and keeping, knowing that thou art going to go before them, straightening out the crooked places, and truly give them the assurance that the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord, and may they walk in fellowship with thee each day, and with one another. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you.
having pledged your faith in and love for each other, and having sealed your marital vows by giving and receiving rings, looking to heaven for divine sanction, I pronounce you husband and wife, in the presence of God and these assembled witnesses. Therefore, let all men take care in the sight of God, that this holy covenant shall remain sacred. For what God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. We thank thee, Lord, for guiding these two hearts together in love, a love that is like the love which you have for them. We pray for your acceptance of these two as one, and let your blessing rest upon their union. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in you that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you